Praise the Lord. Today is really glad to have the time, have the privilege, and to be here to share the gospel with all of you. And today we're going to talk about how conforming are you, or how flexible are you, or how compromising are you. We're going to use the gospel in the Daniel chapter 1. If you got your Bible, please turn to that. But before that, let's bow our head, have a prayer. Dear Father in heaven, today is your day. Every day is supposed to be your day. But today is special because you give us, calling us, summon us to be here. Let us stay together and we'll allow you to purify our heart, clean our thought. And most important, today we are here to worship you. So we're going to study your word. Please open our heart and let us really focus on you. Fix our eyes on you. And that today, whatever we heard or whatever we act, we are all have one aim, to glorify your name. Pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right. Today we're going to talk about Daniel chapter 1. If you really pay attention to the song, right, it starts with Almighty and then coming to the love for us. Then the third song is that when I'm falling. And then in the end, right, everything is in God's hand, lots of blessing. So today we're going to use the Daniel, a youth, and all his beginning in his service. We're going to walk through all his beginning of his life, and hopefully we can learn something. So we're going to divide into the seven sections, briefly touch the verse, and understand it inside out, then we will come up with the summary, reflection, and hopefully we can have some lesson and application out of that. So it starts with the verse 1 and verse 2 is setting. It's talking about the end time of the Judah. There's a kingdom. There was a kingdom at that time. But they have a very horrible, vicious enemy coming to invade them. And they are defenseless all the way, right, to their capital, Jerusalem. And that's their last stronghold. And funny thing is that God did not protect them. They got surrounded and the city fell. And in the verse 2, generally we use the delivery, meaning positive. But in this case, it means negative. God basically handed all of them into the enemy hand. And irony is that all the treasure supposed dedicate to our God, but our God allowed it to be removed and hand carried into the temple of the pagan. So this is the setting. And we're going to roll through this. Jerusalem got besieged. Law delivered into the enemy hand. It's a pretty sad moment. But unfortunately, right, it happened. So why it happened? Why, when they were in the Egypt, right, God spent almost a year carry out a 10 performing powerful miracle, to humble the Egyptian, the most powerful kingdom at that time, and bring them out. And Joshua, Moses, all these 40 years, they are keep on in the bewildering, but they still have the hope. The next generation came up, and Joshua, right, with God's lead, with God's power, they conquered all the Canaan. And in the end, another 400 years, judges say, there's no king. So everybody did whatever they wished to do. Pretty interesting, right? They do whatever they want to do. And is that kind of echo our life? We do whatever we like to do, or we think it is good for us to do. But in the end, they try to conform to all the surrounding nation. They want a king. So God gave them a king Saul. Then it's a king David. Then it's a king Solomon. And in that time, right, the king just won't follow. They won't honor the God as who he is. They want to go just like surrounding world. They idol this, idol that, whatever. And the kingdom just divided due to the human problem or whatever issue there. And in the end, right, it just going from bad to worse. The 10 tribes in Israel just disappeared. And now came into the last moment of the Judah, who contained 2 tribes. And that's exactly what happened. It's the 605 BC at that time. So Daniel was the person, right, who endured all this 70 years that God's people, Israel, collapsed. And God allowed it. So all the princes, suppose they are God's people, right? We are singing in our song. We are God's people, God's lover, God supposed almighty. He's supposed to take care of us. But in this case, right, the way of the careness is discipline. To some extent, is a very horrible thing happened today. So they're supposed the apple, in God's eye, now they become the slave, captive, bound, removed, and they heading to the future unknown, but definitely not a glorious one. So they come into there. There's a turning point. So God is truly in control. Where is God when we needed him? Is he really deserted us, or we are still in his mind? And that's what happened. There's opportunity popping up, and there are certain people got chosen, and they got the best service opportunity and into the king's service. At that time, Babylonian is very powerful, very powerful. And they even conquered Egypt and conquered Asia and conquered everywhere, whatever they can step their foot into it. So now, they are good of the people like you. They are young. They are coming from the royal family, and they have noble blood. They are handsome. They are well shaped. No defect. Not like Uncle Nick, okay? And they are intelligent. They are wise. They are smart. They are eager to learn. And they got everything. In our world right now, is they have high EQ and they also have the high EQ. So they got everything, right? But the problem is that they are slaves. And been walking for a couple of months, 800 miles from Jerusalem to the city of the Babylonian. They must keep thinking, what happened? What's going to happen to me? Am I going to have a future? I born with a silver spoon. I got everything. I got my parents cover me. And I got servant, right? And whatever I want to eat, right, I will be provided. And I got the good future there. But what happened? Funny thing is that God also provided them a future. Some of them, at least, they got the opportunity coming up. They got a chance to brought into the king's service. They can service in the most powerful places. And that's in the king's palace. And they already through the lots of screening, and they are qualified. So all they have to do is that they got the education, learning, abandon whatever their belief or whatever their culture, whatever their heritage, even their belief, as long as they learn the language, they learn the literature, they learn the culture, they learn the new religious system well. And there will be a test, an exam, to see how good they are. And beauty of that is that all the tuition and the board are free, guaranteed for 3 years. So basics, right? From the bottom of the line, the slate, no future, all the way through, right? They got to go to the future there. It's only you have to conform to the world at that time. So that's the setting. Now, there's a four people. God particularly picked them out, put their name in the book. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and the last one. Funny thing, look at L-H-L-H. L in Hebrew means God. Which God? A-H means Yahweh, shorthand. So all these four people, right? Their name be picked to honor who? Honor the true God. Daniel means God is my judge. Hananiah means the Lord is gracious. And who is able like our God? And our God truly help. So that was original identity. Their parents wish the kids, right, to grow up, hold the allegiance to who? Now, the name changed. Because Babylonian system is different. They had different God or whatever God it is. And first one, your name got changed means your identity, right? What we change accordingly. So, original, you are focused on the Almighty God. Now it seems that there are multiple gods. It's more powerful than original God you believe in. And that's why your kingdom got destroyed. And that's why you have become the slave right now. So you have to conform and change all over your new system. But good part, you got the daily buffet. Inside the king's palace, right, all kind of food from all over the world. Definitely the good quality and the good variety, and most important is they are free. Even so that's, keep going on. But inside here, right? The verse number 8 is the first verse we're going to focus. But at that time, right, Daniel decided not to defy, not to defy. That's very interesting, right? He chose the food as a target. And I searched the Hebrew word because I'm not quite sure, is there a special meaning, this word, defile? So he say it's stain, dirty, polluted, and all unclean. And then resolve. He said the purpose. So he made a purpose of his life not to eat the food provided freely from the palace. This is very interesting. Why? Why food is supposed to be the target? Funny thing is that if you go over the first book, and there's a couple of places, right, talking about define a clean and unclean, and there's always say the God is holy, so all of you have to be what? Unclean or holy as well, right? So if they're truly in the way supposed to be brought up, they already get used to certain food. And it's a ceremonial concern, not moral. Very interesting. God specifically defined in the Old Testament time, there's certain food unclean. And even right now, most of the Jews still have to eat certain food only and have to cook in certain way only. But at that time, right, it became a big deal, at least to Daniel. But verse 9 really get the God involved, because in the verse, second verse, God abandoned them, abandoned his treasure. And now all of a sudden, right, God pop up. And he say, I'm going to call some people, right, to have favor and compassion for you, right? But focus on the first word of the verse 10, but, right? So God have an intention, still want to take care of all those people who really pay allegiance to him. And he set up the environment, want other people who in power, in charge of Daniel at that time, want to show favor and personal compassion. But life doesn't turn out as smooth as it is. Because human beings, right, have their shortcoming. They are sentimental. They have a loss of feeling. They were afraid, right? And in this case, afraid is If all this guy not eating good meat, drinking good milk, and only eat the vegetable, they will look worse. And in the end, right, the official thinking, wow, the king might misunderstand, I not do my job properly, and he will have me removed, and the worst, he will have my head off. So you can see how the king, right, to handle all the people under him. It's not mercy, definitely, from here. And the Daniel come up, Daniel really tried to stick to it, right? Because that's his conviction, that's his heart. At least that's the one thing, right, I can do to hold it on. And he did it in a very interesting way. And the way I see it, right, he won the one goal. I don't want to eat those food. I would rather just eat vegetable and drink water instead. But how am I going to gain in that particular request got granted? He did not brawn and say, hey, I want this, I want this. As a matter of fact, right, he took a very interesting, more smooth, more humble, but definitely subtle, right? He said, please, start with a permission, with a gentle offering. Test me for 10 days. Not very long. It's not very short either. But it's more easy, right, to be accepted at that time. And just give up this and compare. And see with your own eye. Make the good judgment accordingly. And you don't have to be weighed all the time, right? If by that time you're thinking it won't work, fine. But at least give us a chance, right, to hold on whatever we are thinking is right. It's very nice. And in the end, right, it turned out fine. So it's a vegetarian, which is all turned into. Who likes to eat meat? I raise my hand. I'm definitely not a vegetarian, but here is not the focus. The focus is that God stepping in. Funny thing is, because their determination, their conviction, and their uncompromising to some extent, right? God not only granted the food permission, and there's an additional. God gave them the knowledge and the understanding to understand all those literature and learning. This is very interesting because I just make those learning and education system, right, kind of misled away from God. But somehow all the nature of the wisdom, right, are all revelation of God's nature to some extent. And led you to understand, led you to score an A on all the tests, doesn't mean you are gonna conform to them if they are wrong. But you truly have to understand to some extent if God really put you into that stand. And more than that, there's a one special person, Daniel. God even gave him a special gift, a power to understand the vision and the dream of all kinds. And that will show up in a later Daniel, why that is very important. But God do step in 3 times already, right? First negative, second positive, and 3rd time, right, is really exceeding, right, gifted there. So in the end, there will be a final exam, right? Graduation exam. And God really blessed them. And in the end, even the most dreadful king, right? Very small one. Thinking all these kids, right, really found none equal to their intelligence and their understanding. And they're able to perform, right? Outstanding than all other people. And Bible say 10 times better. And that's very interesting, right? Start with totally destroyed all the way to the slave, go up to the palace, and now are exceeding. And they became a major officer, served in the pagan world government at that time. And as a matter of fact, right, Daniel keeps serving, right, in the different powerful kingdom for lasting almost 65 to 70 years, exactly the exile period covered. So what do we talk? We talk about all those four people standing now. And they are young, 15-year to 16-year-old at that time, and happened to them definitely not a good start, right? In the end, still troubling. But they make their choices. They don't want to compromise too much. And their approaches, right, is not really brute force. Just say, I want that. No. They're still using a very subtle way, right, very humble way to deal with that. And the outcome, you already know. And there's a certain determining factor. God intervened. So what's the lesson and the application? Well, we have a choice. Be good, be bad, be worse. When we are facing all the world, who say my life will always bright, blossom, smooth, as it could be? There's always a time, right, when you are the Christian. If you are really genuine Christian, there's always some challenge, doubt, even some persecution. Tough time going to follow your life. It could be from anywhere, anytime, anybody. And that's the challenge. How will you go to fight against it? Or will you decide to against it? Overcome it? One thing, inside your heart, you still have to keep the humble way and the polite. Speaking the truth in love is very important. Not only truth, also in love. And definitely, you have to plead God to involve. And sometimes situation won't get better until it getting worse. And that's the time, right? You have to hold your ground and trust in God. And also, interesting, some help from others is really needed to some extent. And in the end, from the Daniel, we learn some valuable lesson. If you stand, make your determination, it will affect willingly or unwillingly. It will affect other people. And the blessing, right, when you stand, God not only bless you, also will make you become a blessing to other people surrounding you, hold on to you. Christian is not to be alone. That's all the fellowship all about. We walk, we hold hands all the way, storm into the heaven together under God. And most important, every day, even if it's a struggle day, it build you up, make you stronger, build a foundation for the future. No matter how tough it is, you have to understand that. So the point is very simple. In the world, they are pagan world. They would like you to conform. They want to shape you, mold you in the way opposite whatever God wants you to be. How flexible were you? How compromised were you? How flexible were you? There's a way to handle it. And Daniel is exactly the model of those downcast. Now, application. Daniel did not pick every single unfortunate, right, to battle with. His name got changed. He got captured. Be captured. Be the slave. Be the slave. But when he decided to hold firm to one thing, he's thinking, there's no way I'm going to shake away from this. And hold firm to it. Appear with all your intelligence God has provided to you. And most important, you have to trust who is really in control. And focus to connect that divine sustained power to really fully cover you. Not only knowledge, not only intelligence locked in your head. Put them into practice. Because Bible says so clear, faith itself has to accompany with action. Apply them out. Let other people see. To glorify your God. And this is exactly why I choose the title. Conforming to the world. God say no. Again, God say no. Don't conform to the world. Regardless it's a peer pressure or it's from the job. From your neighbor, from the people you love, conform to the world. No. God wants you to transform with his power to be more like Jesus. So will you shine? You will shine, right? Because God in our lifetime, even you feel you are so desperate, you feel you are helpless, God is still working all around you, right, for the goodness for you. As long as you love him, you trust him, you put him into your heart, and that is shine. Let's bow our head. Dear Father in the heaven, we really need to know who is in control. We really need to know you really care us. We really need to know that you do love us. But we also have to put all this knowledge into the action. We need to act it out. Accordingly to do the will.
you want us to perform. We will make a stand for you. We'll hold up our face, right? And that it examine, become the good witness for your name. Please help in us. Let us truly know that all this knowledge, all the understanding, all the things we are facing, they have a good purpose of yours. Let us know all the things that matter is that we love you, you love us, and we go all the way, right, to into your territory, into your domain. No matter what happens, let us have true faith in you. Let us really be your good children. Pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.